This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins got five solid innings from starting and winning pitcher Taj Bradley, and they beat the Astros in Houston last night 8-3. Bradley struck out 11 Houston hitters to improve to 7-3. Manager Derek Shelton talks about his right-hander.
I think he's done a really good job navigating it. Give credit to him because he stayed in his delivery. Give credit to Vic with going back and kind of mixing and matching, especially the top of this lineup. I mean, you're talking about guys that are really good players, and he had the ability to execute pitches. But overall, I thought he was really good.
Josh Bell cracked a two-run homer in the first, and Cody Clemens hit a three-run blast in the second. That sent Minnesota on its way. Luke Kuechel added insurance with a solo homer in the eighth. The Twins are off tonight. They'll open a three-game holiday weekend series in New York tomorrow night against the Yankees. The AAA Saints lost at home to Buffalo last night 3-2. The Lynx got some good news yesterday. Star player Nafisa Collier practiced with the team for the first time this season. She's recovering from off-season ankle surgery.
It's been going well. I'm progressing really well, but obviously it's hard to be out not to do with the team. Just trying to take advantage of it, get healthy, bring my perspective, which is different from the sideline than when you're on the court. So trying to be like a player coach out there for them as best as I can, but it definitely feels better to be on the court.
Center Dorca Juhas also practiced yesterday for the first time this year. First place Minnesota's at New York tomorrow night. Neither player expected back for that game. The Wild lost Mats Zuccarello to free agency yesterday. He moved on to the Kings, a move that general manager Bill Guerin says wasn't easy.
I mean, I love Zuki. He's a great guy and had a lot of fun with him over the years. He was one of those guys that wasn't afraid to jab the GM, so I'll definitely miss that. But we just kind of felt it was time just to go in a different direction, a little bit of a different look. Yeah, we wish him nothing but the best. He's a hell of a competitor, and we really loved having him.
The team did retain Zach Bogosian and Inc. backup goalie Calvin Pickard to a one-year deal. This is MNN Sports.